It sounded like a double twin Huey with the engine being torn into shrapnel. And I was just waiting. I honestly thought one was crashing, and I'm up looking for the explosion.
The conditions are very, very muddy. In places, it is still like quicksand. So we weren't able to search the entire debris field.
With respect to hearing voices, one of the things that we were, in fact, told is that there were noises in that area. People were calling out, and we made the decision, I should say, our fire chief, Travis Hotz, made the decision that it was too risky to put people in that area. We have not heard any reports of people hearing voices today or after last night.
They rescued at least seven people, both being through airlift and through on-the-ground efforts, but some of them who went in literally got caught in up to their armpits and had to be dragged out by ropes themselves.
There was belongings all over the road, and everybody started showing up, and they started hearing a little kid screaming. And that's when everybody ran out there, and they found a six-month-old baby.
When they made it about halfway out, they advised that they could hear a baby screaming and a mom calling for help. The picture of me shows mud up to almost my waist, just because a couple times I fell through and couldn't even feel the ground below.
I would just ask all Americans to send their thoughts and prayers to Washington State and the community of Oso and the families and friends of those who continue to be missing. We hope for the best, but we recognize this is a tough situation.
I'm disappointed to tell you that after searching a very large area of that debris field on foot, we didn't find anybody alive. There was no sign of life.
If I wasn't so laid up, I'd go help up at the site, but I'd probably be hindering everybody there.
What we're finding is these vehicles are like twisted and tore up into like pieces. You know, I saw a car out there, and I saw one piece of the car, like an eighth of the car.
It's been a number of days. We requested a mortuary team to assist us in this process. Pretty much speaks for itself, but I said this yesterday, and I'm going to reiterate it. I believe in miracles, and I believe people can survive these events.
We said, well, we're going in whether you let us or not, so pretty much that was the deal. So once they said they saw that we were going to go in anyway, then they started taking volunteers.
How do you feel about other towns and cities coming here?
I think it's been very gratifying to see the outpouring of concern from all around the community and from around the country. So we're very humbled to have that type of outpouring of concern and consideration from others.
It's a beautiful place to live, and you can't be afraid to continue to live just because a disaster happened. Everything will pick up.